The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur with Daf Mem and Ervin. The Gemara Daf Mem and Aleph discusses the iser of a non-Jew bringing something Michutz l'tchum for a Jew on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that it's also for Yid to be nena from something that was brought Michutz l'tchum for him on Shabbos. A very practical application of this halacha involves mail. I want to talk about, for the entirety of the shiur, what's the din with someone who receives mail on Shabbos, and what's the din if someone sends mail knowing surely that a non-Jew will be delivering that mail on Shabbos. So let me start this year with first talking about what's the din about someone who receives mail on Shabbos. So first of all, the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Zion, Se'if Yudalid, that a letter arrives from Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. So it says the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't even touch it. You shouldn't even touch it. Why? Because it's muksa. Since it was brought mechutz tchum, and it wasn't in the tchum of the yid, so therefore it's muksa. You can't touch it on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch goes ahead, and it says that if a non-Jew opens the letter for the Jew, the Jew could read it as long as he doesn't touch it. Meaning like this: the whole iser is an iser muksa, that he can't be metalt of the letter, but if he's just laning, he's just reading the letter, so that's beseder. As they state in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah over there, Siman Shin Zayin, Sivkot Nunhei, explains that even though Chazal assert to be nena, benefiting from items that were brought from Chutz Tchum, what was the lumdus in that gezerah? So the Mishnah Berurah says the purpose of the gezerah was to discourage one from asking a non-Jew to bring an item for him from outside Tchum. Meaning, if we let you be nena from something that came from outside the Tchum, we let you enjoy it, so you're going to say, oh, you know what, let me ask a non-Jew to bring something mitchutz Tchum for me. And that would be an esamir la'akum. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, however, when dealing with letters that arrive, there's no such chashash. Why? Because generally, one is not aware of when a letter is being sent to him. So he can never be mechaven to tell a goy to bring it to him. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, it could be argued that the prohibition of benefiting from items that arrive from outside the tchum is limited to direct physical benefit from it, but not just looking at it. So for these two reasons, the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, since the degree is shvach, something chutz tchum, from deals with letters, because you can't really mechaven to tell him to bring it for you. You can't tell him, bring me letters. You don't know when the letters are coming. And second of all, since you're not being really nena, you're just reading it, you're not being metatlit, so the Mishnah was matted alayin it. So halacha l'maisa, that would be if someone gives you a postcard, you're not being metatlit, you just want to look at it, it's on the floor in your house, you want to just read it. According to that Mishnah Berurah, l'choyer it's mutter. Or a newspaper that falls on your step, just to look at it. If it came from tchutz tchum, so you can look at it. So again, it seems to be the halacha is, you can look at it, read it, but you can't be metatlit. They state in Mishnah Berurah. Now, what's with mail that were inside the tchum from before Shabbos? That means that it was local mail sent to you. Let me zog in. The mails, it came from an address that's betoch tchum. So you know for sure, so it came from an address from betoch tchum that it was zikr in the tchum on the onset of Shabbos. So l'choyer there shouldn't be any issue, according to what we just said in Siman Shin Zayin and Hilchos Shabbos. But the mice would be under a problem, it would be a different problem. What's the other problem that could be? There may still be a problem, muksa, because l'maisa, this letter has no practical use on Shabbos. Maybe it's muksa machmas gufay. And if we look at Yena Mishnah Berurah over there in Shin Zayin, Sif Kotten Nun Hey, he says, the Mishnah Berurah, that even though l'maisa is muksa machmas gufay, because the letter is l'maisa, there's no use, there's no kli, there's no shukun shem kli of them. But he says, Tosfos always says in Shabbos, Hasach Eta, Tosfos says, that you could use the letter lotzar pitz luchisa. You could use a letter as a bottle cap, And since the mice is used for a bottle cap, so it makes it always muksa, it makes it not muksa. So the Mishnah Berurah is mekel when it comes to different letters. The mice, that Tosis the Mishnah Berurah brought was very applicable maybe in Europe when the Mishnah Berurah wrote a sefer. But Heint, I don't know one person that's Lotzal Pitz Luchusoy uses a letter to, in fact, make a bottle cap. So there's a machlik sepoiskim in the name. Shlomi Zalman Auerbach brings from the hill. From Masefet Tiltulei Shabbos, Tiltulei Shabbos being Shlomi Zalman, he says that Lamaisa, since people use it as a bookmark kind, granted people don't use it up Lotzal Pitz Luchusoy, but Lamaisa letters and papers could be used as a bookmark. So Lamaisa, that's good enough to make it Reis Muksa. That's what he says over the Tiltulei Shlomi Zalman. But Lamaisa, we have from Moshe and almost all the English swarm that bring. Kitzah Piskei Shabbos bring from Moshe that the mice there's no practical use for this mail. You can't do it anything, and therefore the mice you can't move it because muksamach was gufoy, and therefore it's muksa. But it's nitch klar again. Shlomi Zalman Arbach seems to be mekel. Now what having that being said, that if it's chutzat tchum, the mice you could maybe read it, but you can't metal. But if it's toichat tchum. Machulik is a poiskin there, if you can metal it. So, Maisa, what's the din if you have a package? It's Nishkin letter. It's a package, and in the package is a kli. The kli is Nishkin Muksa. It's a safer Lomazog, it's a safer Nishkin Shabbos, and you get it in the mail from Eichler's off Shabbos. And you want to know, you want to open up this UPS package, you want to read your safer on Shabbos, it happens, and Maisa, maybe you get a package that in it contains the Ted, in it contains Amudiyah. There's something teridik and there's something a kli. Maybe it's a kli. Maybe it's something that you could use on Shabbos. A fork, a knife, whatever. Something that you could use on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah and Simon Simon Shin again Nachum over there in Hilchos Shabbos and Simon Shin Zayin Seif Nun Vav. Look over there in Mishnah Berurah Nun Vav. He says that that even though the mice you can't open the sealed package. Because that'd be an issue of Kireya. It can't be somebody open package. You can't open up. But Lamaisa, he could tell the mail carrier that he's not allowed to open the package. He could tell him, Lamaisa, I can't open this. And the mail carrier will understand on his own that he has to open it for the Yid. And since he didn't say it the favor, so it's only Ramiz. And therefore it's Mutter, so that's the eighth of the Mishnah Berurah says over there. Yeah. Fine. So Lamaisa, that's an eighth you could do if you don't want to. If you can't open it up due to the problem of Kireya. Now, that's all with receiving mail on Shabbos. What's the din in sending mail on Friday knowing that it'll zikr get to a destination on Shabbos? So you may ask, what's the issur? Lamaisa on Friday, I didn't really do any malacha. So the issur possibly could be that if I go mail something, right, if I send it UPS, Federal, or FedEx, or even in the mailbox, I'm telling a goy to violate Shabbos for me. I'm telling him to deliver this on Shabbos, right? It's a malacha to move things around. Chutz tchum is a malacha, so I'm telling a goy to do a malacha for me. That's a maisa, what? That's a mir lakum, right? It's a mir lakum. And if we look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Nun Zion, Sif Aleph, then that if they're predetermined postal fees, the Mechaber says, one may drop a letter in the mailbox on Friday if it's predetermined postal fees. That Maisa is clear. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, what's the pshat if it's predetermined postal fees, it's mutter. So he says that since the decision to deliver it on Shabbos is purely in the hands of the non-Jew, he doesn't zikha have to do it, so therefore it's mutter. But let's assume that there's no predetermined postal fees. Let's assume there's an overnight delivery. Right? Let's assume you send something Friday overnight. You know the person's going to get it on Shabbos. You want to send it to a goy, let's assume. You want these letters to get to your business partner on Shabbos. So, the Chelkas Yaakov in Chelik Aleph in Simen Samach Hei, he says that you're not allowed to send any express delivery on Friday if it's going to be delivered on Shabbos. He says it's a mir lakum, pashut a mir lakum. Now, I want to bring down the Machzor Eliyahu and Simen Lamed Vov. He has a Geshmak HaShtikl, and he says that Lamais, you're allowed to do this. Unbelievable. Now, I want to tell you, this Machzor Eliyahu was very relevant, Halacha Lamaisa, because Again, a lot of people now have eBay businesses. They have a lot of shipping businesses. They want to ship things Friday. They come on the destination on Shabbos. And the Maisa, according to Chilkas Yankiv, it should be Amir La'akum. But the Machzor Yehu says, unbelievable. See like this. First of all, when he sends something in the mail, what's the malach involved? The goy is taking it chutz atchum. The goy is doing hoitzah. The goy is doing a malach by taking your mail. Zok the Machzor Yehu. The Maisa, the goy is not taking only your mail. He's taking additionally other mail. A lot of more letters. Now, your mail is just one of the many letters, or one of the many packages he's delivering. That concept in halacha is known as riboy shurim. Riboy shurim, that means he's not doing a malacha because you told him to. He's doing malacha anyway. You're just making his malacha more burdensome. That's called riboy shurim. It's a shayla if that's aser in gamsin. But my, so we pass it's aser. But there are a lot of poskim that say riboy shurim is mutter if you ask a goy to do it for you on Friday. The riboy shurim of Amir Lakam on Friday, a lot of poskim says the Machzor Yehu brings down a whole list. They matter. That's number one. It's number one. Number one, that's what the Machzor Yehu uses as a heter. Number two, he says that Lamaisa, we know there's a famous Chassam Sofer, famous, in Simen Samach, in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph. The Chassam Sofer says that even though you can't tell a goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, you tell a goy to tell another goy to do malacha for you. That's called a mira la mira. A goy tells another goy. So the Chassam Sofer says, if you tell the Erev Shabbos, you tell a goy Erev Shabbos, to tell another goy to do something for you on Erev Shabbos, says it's mutter. So he says that every time you deliver something, says the Machzor, it's a mira la mira. Why is it mira la mira? Because you're going to the FedEx office, the UPS office, or the post office, and you're telling one goy to deliver it. The goy tells another goy. So Vaikas, a mira la mira, that's the second hat that the Machzor uses. And his third hat there, Yisoymich on a Prima Gaden, Simon and Reish Nun Zion, Sif Kotten Gimel, look at the Prima Gaden over there, and he says that even that there's no Mir Lakum and Gansen by postal workers, because the Prima Gaden says that a postal worker does his job. He's not doing it because to serve the customer. Unbelievable, and I think it's very practical, this Prima Gaden. He says, Lamaisa, he'll go his route to deliver nothing. He has to work by the hour, the postal worker, so he's not doing it because you told him to. He's like a machine. He goes house to house. If he has a letter, he'll give it to them. He's not doing it because you're there. He's not giving it because of you. He's doing it not to serve the customer, but rather to serve the post office. So they state in Prima Gaden. So that's the Machzor's heter, a threefold heter. But again, the Chelkas Yankiv aser. So, you know, listen, practically a lot of poskim are makel when it comes to business, because out of business, the mice, what are you going to do when you have an eBay company? But a lot of people are machmir. Now, there's a middle ground. There's a Mishnah Brua. There's a Mishnah Brua in Simen Shin Zion Sifkot Mechov Dalit. And the Mishnah Brua there says something a little bit in the middle. He says, he brings a Chavis Yor and Nun Gimel, and the Chavis Yor permits a Mira, the Mira, if it's a Hefse Meruba. The Chavis Yor matters if it's a Hefse Meruba. So that Mishnah Brua we could rely on in the case of business. In the case of business, it's a Mira, the Mira, a Hefse Meruba. So here also, the Mir have some Aruba. So you can go deliver something every Shabbos. So that's basically the many issues when it comes to sending mail and receiving mail on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.